Wow, you hit the button and everything.
I know, I
Mad
hit the button.
Mad skills.
Things are happening.
You rolled out of bed.
I did.
You're like, just for that. We got all day, Sam. It's just anytime you want to record, just let
anytime
me know.
Anytime you want to record.
3 hours ago, I start texting you. You're like,
I know.
I'm asleep. It's 2 p.m. I'm not getting out of bed. F your couch, buddy.
It's 1:45.
F your couch.
Not two.
We're supposed to start at 2. That was the pre-planned recording time was 2 o'clock.
So do you want to do the intro to the show?
Sure. I could do the intro to the show.
Okay, yeah, you do the intro. See.
What would I do without your sweet pills? Keeping me alive while ignoring the fears. Got my hit points brimming, no kidding. I can't stop you now. What's going on with the rest of the guys? They're on a downward hit point slide. And they're all dying. Don't know what hit them, but I'll be all. And all the peoples, screw the rest of all the people. Give your heels to me, I'll stay alive for you. At the end of all the fighting, they're part dead and I'm still living. Cause you throw your heels at me.
Welcome to the 75th episode. Is that right? Is it still episode 75? Mm-hmm. The 75th episode of DDO Cocktail Hour. We discuss the social aspects of Dungeons & Dragons Online. We have a lot to talk about. Gen Con is coming up and down and all around. Pirates are all around us, but pirates. And Samus Garobo is now in charge of making our website pretty, which is shenanigans bullshit, people. We'll go over some emails. I think the show's like 80% emails. To be correct, listen to find out. That's silly. They don't need to listen to find out. If they're hearing this already, they got it. They're already hooked. I'm talking. It's like the beautifulness. But we'll leave it. Thank you for listening. And she changed all the words on me. And now
you said we didn't need it.
But I was reading the words, and then you, like, changed to the middle.
Reading the words, and then they disappeared.
They're like, they're gone, and then it's fine. Episode 75. Is this thing on? There we go.
Hello? Is this thing on?
Awesome.
There's a reason for that.
Rent-A-Pone's intro song, right?
Yeah.
Deals, it was really good.
Wasn't that great? Wasn't that written for me.
Well, I've seen you try to heal, so, yeah, it's pretty good.
Because of my awesome clericking skills. I can really only be bothered to heal one person. And it
That's
was
right.
Him.
Well, there you go.
So I got a ballad written for me.
A ballad? I guess you could call it a ballad. It's a very short ballad.
It's not a complete song, but I don't complain.
I say, aren't ballads by definition like 25 minutes long? A mini ballad.
I think so, yeah.
A halfling-sized ballad.
It's a halfling ballad. Yes, and it was by a halfling, so there you go.
It was good. It's pretty good.
Oh, so, what do you want to talk about first?
I want to talk about our summer fling, how it's going, how everything is doing.
People are changing the name. I'm very confused.
Excuse me?
It was spring fling, and now it's summer fling.
Well,
is it going to be fall spring here pretty
soon? It's not. It was never spring. Spring was never a factor.
All right. Well, I've been using the wrong hashtag this whole time. because I've been using Spring Fling. Because people told me the Spring Fling, that's locked in my brain. So, the Spring / Summer / Fall Fling, we're going to talk about first.
Let me ask you this question. The group is fun enough to keep going.
It is.
After summer's over.
It is.
It's fun enough.
The problem is after Gen Con, I'm going to actually look for a grown-up job again.
Oh, and you're going to do real stuff.
Maybe. We'll see what happens. If it works out...
Wait, you're going to get hired by Turbine and you're going to leave me.
Well, if I get hired by Turbine, I don't think it would be a problem doing the Spring Fling. I mean, Jerry does. So, I would play extra, though, and make up my XP. But...
And then the cocktail hour would go the way of the dinosaur.
Well, no, like, we would just have Darth Samus.
Darth.
This is not Samus, this is Darth Samus. Those are not bugs, those are undocumented features.
I'm not mentally ready for Darth Samus. I'm not ready.
Early?
I'm not ready for that. It's too early in the morning.
That's right. It's 2:30 p.m. Central Time. It's too early for Lessa. Oh, the comedy's too funny.
Well, my other static group, the Red Eye, played very late.
I buy it. You did say that you would play until 10, and we could record after that.
I said I'm starting. We started at 10. We started at 10. We didn't finish until 2 or 3. It was quite late.
I got home from Magic. It was like a midnight. And I'm like, oh, I don't care. I'm going to do like half an hour stuff and then I'm going to bed. And I did. And then I got up like a semi-reasonable time in the morning, like 10. I texted you, and I texted you, and I texted you.
Yeah, and I slept, and I slept. It's my
but
fault.
The Spring Fling is good. I like it.
It's really fun.
I'm having a good time.
It's fun. I'm learning things.
You got your artist fur, Kapoo-Pew, and you keep yelling about your dog, Janet, like every time, which I found out yesterday when we were doing some stuff, just the two of us. That your push-to-talk button is conveniently also mapped to your dog running over to you.
Yes, it is.
Which I thought was very, very convenient.
I need to...
It
doesn't always work out in my favor.
Well, like, what was it we were doing?
Prove your worth, right?
And you were trying to disable the fire traps section?
Yes.
And you kept talking to me while doing it, and
Janet kept coming over and almost dying. Yeah.
It was good. It was well played. But no, what you were talking about is I was super excited to get to level 9, right? Like, I wasn't worried about actually advancing much past 9. I would like to try to get into the 12s. I think it's pretty easy to get to the 12s with the kind of time frame we're playing and whatnot. But at 9, Relic of a Sovereign Past opens up.
Mm-hmm.
A quest that you can do. So I was casually farming ore for that, to grab the necklace, of course, and and the bracers of heroism clicky 3 times a day, and potentially some armor. And the first run was pretty brutal. I don't think I actually went in on casual. I think I probably went in on hard. After doing it together, at the last run, I'm pretty sure I was doing it a little harder than I should have been. But then I had cleared all the way through, and you had logged on, and I was like, hey, you want to come get some free stuff?
Hey, come to the mall. Yeah. Come shopping. I was like, yeah, let's do that. And I got some new duds.
And then Les is like, hey, there's poison traps.
There's poison traps all along this hallway, and I need trap parts, and you're going to help me get them.
I was like, I don't actually do any part of this quest. I just, like, I have some hide move silently on my character, so I just, like, crouch down and belly crawl through the quest, and you're like, no, pew, pew, pew. So, yeah, we basically completed the quest without completing it to break our streaks and stuff, but... I don't know. It was pretty good times. during the spring fling, though, we had a couple of weeks, or we're in the middle of a couple of weeks, where people are doing their summer vacation and, of course, Gen Con and everything else. We've got, like, this weird time frame where we're short manning right now. So you might... You know, our alternate's getting quite the workout, I think, is what
I'm trying. Yeah, she is.
But,
my clone? My real-life clone?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. She's awake, so it's hard to tell if you guys are clones or if she's like the... If you're her dream, like when you're asleep, you dream about her, and then she actually goes about the real world. And
so you're saying maybe I'm the clone? My mind is blown now.
Maybe you're the clone. Or like I said, maybe she is just... your dream astral projection self out doing things in the world and you sleep all day. I'm not entirely
sure
how...
Same matter can't occupy same space, right? I learned that from watching movies.
That's
so,
like trying to say that... oh, man, what was it? That one Buffy episode where the guy, Xander, gets cloned or copied or whatever, twinned or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And Anya was like, oh, we got to go back to our place for a while. It's not cheating if it's two of you. So, I'm not sure that's exactly correct. But close enough. Close enough. Sorry, I'm drinking.
No, it's fine. I'm drinking coffee because you know it's morning.
Right, it's morning. I'm having a tea because it's the middle of the afternoon. I don't know. What else do we want to talk about the summer fling? Should we... Like, people have asked me quite a bit about my plan and for how I kind of envisioned going through the spring fling, making things happen. I did a short blog post on it, but you haven't really talked anything about how you're doing your character.
What, my artificer?
Yeah.
Well, my thing is I like to make stuff, so... Instead of going full on arty, I decided I was going to splash in two levels of rogue, because in the rogue tree, you can actually, there's an enhancement you can take that raises the DC of the traps that you make to whatever your disable device skill is. So I'm trying to do that now, but you have to have two levels of rogue to do it, and I only have one. So I'm thinking, as slow as Jerry gets XP, I don't know if I'm going to, if we're going to see level 10 before the end of the summer. What do you think?
It's going to be close, I think. I'm not sure. It's really going to depend on a lot of things out of my control, but...
Yeah, that and I'm having a hard time finding some of the scrolls that I need. I have one scroll, but I can't find any web scrolls. I need to tell the group to start to look out for that stuff for me.
Oh, I threw away like six
hypno
web scrolls the
I need
other
some
day.
Hypnotism scrolls. I need web scrolls. I need Otto's irresistible dance scrolls. All of that.
Yeah, and that whole can't use a vendor thing's kind of getting you.
Yeah, I know. See, that you want something and you can't have it. Isn't that great?
I don't know. I like that rule that was thrown out last show. You can have your level of a particular item from a vendor. I thought that was pretty good rule.
What?
That you can, like, if you're third level, you could go buy three potions of any given thing.
Oh, when did this happen?
It was on the last show.
Oh, that's right. Oh, Chai suggested something.
Right. I was trying to think of the right name.
Chai suggested something, and you wrote it into the law.
I didn't.
What?
I did. We didn't actually.
we didn't actually agree on that.
We didn't apply the rule or anything. I said I liked the rule.
I do like the rule. I like the rule as well.
And I'm trying to start another static group with my old pen and paper pals. Right now they're playing Diablo, and I'm hoping that when they're done with Diablo, they're going to... I've already talked to them about it, and I'm going to put that in our rules.
So
that
since...
You could have your level worth of an item.
Yeah, so since Web is a level... Web is like a level 1 scroll. We have a sorcerer in the group. She could go and she could buy me a couple of scrolls.
Oh my god, that's so much... That's so much work now.
It does sound like
now
work.
Now you're like... Because of the, as opposed to just your level 3, you can go buy 3 of these. Because you're level 3. Or you're now you're level, what, we're all level 9, so but, you have 9 of us.
But is that like a one-time purchase? Is that every day?
Well, it's just,
you know what I'm saying?
I mean, you're still limited on your plat. So, like, I would probably go and grab a couple of Raised Dead scrolls and probably, like, a couple of Heal scrolls, and I'd be out of plat. I'd be done. You know, I've only got, like, 2,000 plat.
Why are you so poor?
Well, I've purchased 2 different bags.
That's where all my money's going to. My money went to the bags.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just don't have any extra plat right now. Because I'm just trying to make inventory space, you know, because we're constantly picking up these collectibles and I've been tearing things apart in the deconstruction.
You gotta crunch it. Right. Yeah, but that's how I still make money doing
that.
Well,
you still make a little bit, but like I said, 2 bags, you're talking, you know, what was it, like 10,000 plat or something? No, it's not quite that. It's like 9,000 plat.
Yeah.
8 and change, something like that. So, I mean, all of my plat has basically gone into 2 bags. So, and I need to buy a 3rd one.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't have, don't think you can have 2.
My personal goals are really simple things. Well, there's the trap thing, and then there is, over the Twitch stream, I would like to have enough collectibles to turn in to try to get one of the yellow augments. I saw what happened to Jerry, where I worked very hard collecting enough amulets for him to go and try to get a heavy fortification augment.
Right.
And I saw the ingredients disappear, and nothing ended up in his inventory. I've never seen that happen.
Yeah, I don't know. And then he said he went back and he tried to replicate it, and he couldn't. He couldn't get it to mess up again. So I don't know. It seems very non-repeatable kind of thing. So.
That was really weird.
It may just be gone forever. Who knows?
So does that mean he didn't get an augment and he still doesn't have one?
I believe that is correct.
Oh, man. Me and Bonnie are going to have to roll up our sleeves again and go kill some ogres.
I guess. I know. I'm looking forward to doing, like, the level 7 quests.
The House Dineen. Yeah.
Tyrdicon, mm-hmm. The pit, and stuff like that.
Oh, my gosh.
Really, those are always some of my favorite quests. So, and what'll, you know, be nice about a lot of those is those collectibles are the ones that help with those kind of augments that Jerry's excited to try to get. Those are going to be excellent quests for farming collectibles that we're kind of in that zone for trying to get. Otherwise, though, the Spring Fling, what else can we talk about? It's Wednesdays?
Yeah, Wednesdays from 12:30 to 1:30 Central, so 1:30 to 2:30
well,
Eastern.
But we really go an extra hour after that.
Yeah, we always play for an extra hour after Jerry is gone.
The biggest challenge with, you know, since this is Jerry's 2nd hour of streaming, so we really can't convince him, you know, we can't push him to go further than that. And we really can't start at his convenient start time because a lot of our people are, you know, overseas.
Yeah.
So it's trying to make it all work with everyone. So we have an alternate, and we have, like, an email chain to, like, hey, I'm going to go do X. Does anyone want to, you know, the rules aren't specific on doing things outside of.
Yeah.
Of the playtime.
Yeah, you can do what you got to do outside of the playtime, which is just that we level together. That's the only thing that's kind of frustrating because I know that Jerry is not level. I mean, he might never make it level 10. So Bonnie had an awesome idea about that. What if he had an iconic, you know, if
I
he
thought
had
about that a
an
long
iconic
time
character, ago. He could just level with us whenever.
Right. But I thought then, about that, but then when I originally broached it in our. When we're talking about the rules, it kind of didn't go very well, so I left.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that's just, you know, consequences of being able, some of the group being able to play for an extra 45 minutes to an hour past the other part of the group. So if you're doing your own static group, I would not say that that's normally a problem, right? I mean,
no,
in most
no,
static
absolutely
groups,
not.
People tend to level pretty closely together because.
Yeah.
Because you're not, you know, this, again, we're trying to do it in the middle of the day. We're trying to live stream it so everyone gets a chance to see it.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to invite Jerry to also, you know, not only have a voice of Turbine when we're playing, but to also increase our audience and everything. So
yeah,
it's a trade-off for
my
the exposure
favorite,
that we're looking
yeah.
for.
Exactly. My favorite thing is probably the humbling that goes on, because so many people are used to all the amenities and having whatever they want at their fingertips and all the buffs and being able to buy whatever you want. I love that humbling feeling that we can still die in a low-level quest, that we can still fail. You kind of have to watch each other's backs and you have to watch what you're doing. I like that.
I know what you're talking about. I don't watch anybody's back.
I know you don't. That's why I took the enhancement to be part machine, so
that's
I get to
not
heal
true.
Myself.
That's not true. I heal the people.
You do.
I've healed people, sometimes on accident, but usually on purpose. Anyway, so definitely check that out if you can. I know that Jerry was putting them up, his point of view, on the stream. He was saving them. I think you are too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I thought I was, but I don't think it's actually doing it. So I need to look at it and see what I'm doing wrong. Because I thought I had that turned on by default, but I went to look the other day and none of my videos were there. So I'm not real sure what I'm doing wrong. But hopefully, if you missed a lot of stuff, you can at least catch up from Lessa and Jerry's point of view.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully. I wasn't there last week, so I didn't get to stream anything.
Oh, is he? We just finished
I sent my Tangled. Clone in my stead.
Right. We just finished
the
Tangled.
I sent the original. I'm the clone.
Something like that. Maybe yeah, you're both clones.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe there's another one out there. Yeah. She has a cat named Zoe.
We'll see. I mean.
I know.
See, it sounds more and more to me that she's your dream you. That's what it feels like to me. All right,
really,
so
really
CDO Party in Gen Con.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
What, we're doing Friday night,
mm-hmm.
right? We have a forum thread started by CD that we've kind of stolen, which I actually haven't checked out in a couple of days. I'll click the link here. But I think we're going to try grabbing one of the normal bars. And the easiest way is to watch the Twitch streams. Or not the Twitch streams, the Twitter feeds.
And we have a tag.
And, yes, there's a couple
Twitter
of tags,
tag.
Actually. There's two. But I would definitely keep an eye on the official Gen Con tag and, as well as that. And, of course, the easiest thing to kind of figure things out is to keep an eye on Lessa or my Twitter streams or Grimm's or whoever. They'll all be...
I tweet constantly in Gen Con just
right.
random stuff.
Right. It's so. Pretty crazy. So we'll definitely do that and... I'm trying to think. I thought we had an actual place kind of picked, but I don't see an actual pick.
We're all getting together, but people need to know because they
right.
need to show up at least for a few minutes because you've got some stuff to give
I
away.
I do. I got Jerry sent me a huge, huge box of swag, like so big that if I were to try to bring in my carry-on, I wouldn't be able to bring my own clothes. So I'm going to have to, like, mail it in advance to get it to my hotel. But we'll do that. But it's a bunch of stuff, all sorts of hoodies and T-shirts and whatnot. So it's definitely a good time. Come in, you buy me a beer, I'll give you some swag. But I don't actually want a beer, but... What? Well, I can do that. Got it, right? It's my
yeah,
swag.
Exactly.
Give out. And then, if everything goes, like, kind of according to plan, we'll get good and drunk or whatever, and then we'll go play Werewolf after.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll even bring... If there's a big enough group... Because we bought our own Werewolf cards a couple of years ago.
Are you bringing Little Samus to the party, or...?
I think he and Zoe have plans, don't they?
Do they?
I can't remember now. I feel like, yes, they're going to go play Werewolf, right?
Okay.
We've got
Werewolf tickets. So
yeah,
at the same time. So yeah, we can send them to go play Werewolf without us.
Yeah, I think that was the plan. Because then we have a Werewolf for the next day that somebody else will DM for the rest of us. I think.
Oh, that would be awesome.
So I'll bring mine, and then maybe if we're drunk enough, we can play drunk Werewolf. Who knows? Who knows? All sorts of good times. Maybe someone will get me drunk enough that Les will take off her pants. I don't know how.
No.
This
no. No.
But it'll be good times. So definitely check that out. what, DDO Gen Con, right, is the hashtag over at Twitter. So definitely follow us on Twitter. Use that hashtag. Also, you can use, I think it's Gen Con 2014 is the official hashtag, I believe.
That's the official hashtag of Gen Con. What about for us, for our people?
Right. You also, you use them both. They both go together.
Okay, Gen Con 2014. Got it.
Right. So
I don't want strangers reading my tweets.
I would like everyone to see all of the DDO coverage as possible. Does that make sense? I want people to know that DDO folks are there and that we are all such family that we'll even meet up at Gen Con. And we don't give a fuck if people from Gen Con see our shit or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Now you've started begging people for emails.
Yes, so and we keep getting them. Are we going to talk? Are we going to discuss Gen Con first now that since we're on it?
Yeah, we should probably actually
put out
about
our tips. I have the same tip as I always have.
Our usual Gen Con show. All right.
And then I have one tip for the younger folks, or if you have children. This came from my own daughter, who has been to Gen Con several times and is coming back, and she's applying the same principles, even though now she's 15, and she probably doesn't have to. But you need to do three things when you go to Gen Con to make sure that you are fit to be around other people. You need to take every day. You need to take one shower. You need to eat one meal. And you need to get 4 hours of sleep. Anything else is as you like it. Those are the three things that you absolutely must do, or people are not going to want to be around you. My daughter says that for the kids, this is what she does. She packs a box of unopened cereal in her suitcase. And she likes Life cereal, so she's bringing Life cereal. When we go to the hotel, she is sitting there chilling, watching TV with her hand literally stuck inside a box of Life cereal. So even if we're about to go out to dinner or whatever, she'll still munch a little bit on the cereal. And that is her sort of calming thing. It keeps her grounded or whatever. She doesn't ever get too hungry or cranky. So
that girl needs to get out of that habit.
That's her what get with her hand in a big box of cereal.
Yeah. There's nothing quite like swallowing carbs 24/7 to make you shape like salmon.
She's really, really skinny. She has a super high metabolism. So.
Yeah, they always do until they turn into
salmon. I know, until they turn 18 or 19 or whatever, and then it starts leveling out.
It's wait a second, now I'm 600 pounds. I don't understand. My tips are a little different. First of all, you're going to do a ton of walking at Gen Con, a ton. So the first thing you should do is walk in advance. The first thing that hit me the first year was how much walking we did, how much fast walking. Because you've got 5 minutes to go from one end of the building to the other end of the building. And I wasn't ready for it. You know, I was wearing sandals, and I hadn't fast walked that far for a long time or whatever. And I was actually, I was pretty out of shape. I'm not in great shape now, but I'm not going to get winded from walking a mile, a fast walk now across the thing. You've got 2 weeks and change, give or take. Yep. At least be able to do that. At least be able to go a couple of times around your block without being, because there's nothing lamer than showing up at your
sweaty
event,
out of breath.
I mean, you're probably going to be sweaty. Let's not get carried away. We're Americans. Walking that fast, we're probably going to sweat. But being totally out of breath for the first 10 minutes of your event, it's pretty lame. And then you're between things, you're oh my goodness, I have an hour to get something to eat and then go back. So then you're fast walking to the food court or the food trucks or whatever. You're slamming down whatever nasty food that's there, $5 slice of pizza or something. So then you're heavy and bloated with all these grains, and then you're fast walking to your next event. I mean, get yourself in at least a low-level conditioning and get yourself in a little bit better shape. The other thing to keep in mind, because you are literally exercising from point A to point B and then going to cool-down mode, even though it's summertime and it's 107 degrees outside and all that stuff, it gets cold in that in the convention, especially like you said, after you quick walk from one area to another, and then your body's in cool down mode because you're out sweating. Maybe you went from one hotel to the next hotel or whatever, so you're hot, you're sweaty, and then all of a sudden, boom, you're freezing. So be ready to like adjust your temperature on your own. Those are the two main things, in my opinion, that really took me by surprise the first
year. Yeah, the walking is a big deal. It can make you miserable, especially if your feet start hurting or whatever.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden you're like, man, I don't want to go to this event, even though it's really cool because it's really far away, or I don't feel like walking over there. And then you realize that you wasted $20.
Yeah, and then you realize, I'm never, ever booking a Union Station ever again.
Right. And then the next thing you know, you're like, forget it. I've been up for an hour. I'm going back to my hotel room to get my beauty sleep. And then you can't find Lessa again for 12 hours.
I need 12 hours of sleep every
day. Yeah, your 12-hour nap.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I've been up for 2 hours. I'm going back to bed.
I'm a vampire, according to you.
Shenanigans. Shenanigans over. I got up. I had my steak dinner. I played my one game.
Played
I'm
my
going
one
back
game.
To bed. Wake me up when it's time to play the next game.
That's
and
right.
Go to dinner.
Oh, for Saturday night, I'm going to this monster stripper event. My daughter says that she doesn't need a babysitter. She's fine.
Again, I was under the impression that the kids were going to like occupy themselves with like werewolf or something. So
yeah.
That's my plan. You know, they might not like each other. I don't even care.
I don't care.
But they're going to get handcuffed together.
I don't care. They
anyway.
Are going to get thrown together.
Yeah. Like, whenever, any time that he's not supervised and he's not in like a play, like he's not playing Magic and Tanya and I have something going on without him, it's like, call Zoe. You two are playing werewolf. I don't even care. Like,
werewolf is the new kid, Jill.
Exactly. I will handcuff those bitches together, and they will sit there and play werewolf.
Werewolf is the new kid, Jill.
I don't even care. And then people are going to be so mad at us. They're going to be like, seriously, you're dropping your kids off here again?
Yeah.
We just can't win.
You know, and it's so cheap. It's only, what, $1 or $2 to play werewolf?
Like $2, right.
It's the cheapest babysitter ever.
Exactly. And then, like, yelling at each other. They're like, always the werewolf. It's great. It's absolutely perfect.
They're going to be experts.
Well,
they're going to be DMing by the time we get back.
Well, he has been. He's DMed a couple. Because we've been playing it, like, for the family get-togethers or whatever. Like I said, we bought our own cards. So we've been working some stuff. We should have some good times. At very least, we're definitely going to. Maybe we should record it. I don't know how that would work, though.
Oh.
If we had a good quality, like, circular mic or whatever, we could record a couple of werewolves, and that would be good times. But I don't know how well that would travel.
Yeah. Somebody'd have to carry it. That sounds
well,
like
not
work.
That, but I mean, like, how it would, like, people would replay it. Maybe if it was a camcorder, maybe I'll pull out my phone and, like, record one. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It seems unlikely. Sounds like effort. But we'll have something, and we'll definitely have pictures up on the website when we get back, eventually. And then I think we're going to do a follow-up on DDOcast afterwards about our experience with Gen Con. So
Yeah. Watch
the Twitter, check out the DDOcocktailer.com, which apparently I'm going to have to do work on soon.
If you're going to Gen Con, make sure you want to come to the party so that you can get a little bit of swag.
Make sure you can do that. At the very least, swing by for a few minutes, let us know. We'll come up with something. I'm not sure what. We'll games or something. Anyway.
Yep.
At the very least, we'll play the excellent game of Buy Samus a Drink. That's my favorite
That's a game.
Game every year. Well.
That's the best game ever.
Was it a year ago? Or not the last time, I think, Glenn came. And that's what he was hit between him and Jeff Hanna. It was like, who can get the most drunk? I was fine. Jeff Hanna was about ready to, like, get a D20 permanently tattooed to his forehead. But I wasn't that drunk. So that's my favorite game at Gen Con. Get Samus drunk. All right. That said, we got a couple of emails. And to try to convince my wife not to murder in my sleep, we should probably finish knocking out this
Okay.
So,
okay, let's do that. We had an email from Steiner.
Are you going to read it? You want me to read it?
No, yeah, I want you to read it.
All right. Greetings and salutations. Well met. I have been a longtime listener to the DDO Cocktail Hour, going back to your first joint segment on DDO Cast, and I'm a first-time emailer and one-time partial guest. That's true. He partially guested one show. On your last few shows, you have both mentioned that we want more DDO Cocktail Hour shows. We need to email you, since that's the only way Lessa can be bothered to do a show these days. However, that is not able to get Lessa out of bed to actually do the show. Apparently, she's too busy playing and streaming a game in one of her several dozen static groups. I mean, at least Samus has an excuse. Lessa? So that being said, I have a question for the two for the both of you. I don't know if I got all the words in there, but now I did. All right. So, Lessa, if you had to have a DDO / D&D monster as a roommate, which would you choose to live with? I said
wow.
So many words she probably not even listening to.
That's a lot. First of all, he sounds a little jealous of me and my static groups.
Probably. He's got a new child.
He can't play as often as I can.
She's
just
one?
You got to wait until your kids are teenagers and they don't care anymore. And then
that's right.
You can go and play more static
trying
groups.
To, like, I want to spend time with you. Like, no, screw you. I'm going
exactly.
to my friends.
They have their friends, and they don't
that's
care
right.
anymore.
We're just
Let's
old.
See.
We're just older than everybody else.
Which DDO monster would I want to
as
live with as a roommate?
I think this is an easy one for me, actually.
You answer first, because I'm...
No, because I already have an answer.
You have an answer?
I have an answer. I believe it's a pretty easy one.
I think I would like Jeet Shimus.
Jeet Shimus is not a monster.
He's not a monster? Damn. Well, it counts as a monster if they attack you at some point, right?
No.
Does it count as a monster?
No.
Damn. Okay, so the peanut butter guy is out, too, from the Inspired Corner. The crazy one. Peanut butter!
Probably.
I'd want to live with him.
Definitely, yeah, no.
That would be so cool. Peanut butter!
I need you to text me your son's phone number also, so
what?
I can just have him like shout peanut butter at you at random intervals. Like, hey, look, bro, this is definitely what you need to do.
Shout peanut butter.
Yeah, no, you got to pick an actual monster. Come on.
Okay, I want to live with Little Harry.
Little Harry.
Little Harry. Little shrunken.
I thought you already did, but maybe you live with Little Shaved. But I'm all right. We'll let it go. We'll let it count. Even though I don't think it's really a monster, but. Because he's a teddy bear. But that's fine. We'll let it slide. Clearly, the correct answer is a gelatinous ooze, right?
What? Why?
Because it cleans up after itself and you. It doesn't eat your stuff because it can't get into the refrigerator.
Yeah, but it takes up all the space in the house.
That's fine. So you can't be in the same room at the same time. It sounds perfect. Sounds even better. The biggest problem is, you know, if it's in the living room, it's going to take a while to get out of the living room. Like, hey, man, I need the living room. I got a hot date coming over or whatever. But, I mean, come on. Cleans those after yourself. It seems like a no-brainer. Question 1A. 1A. What the hell? We already had question 1. Now we have question 1A. This doesn't make any damn sense. All right. Which DDO NPC, here you go, would be your first pick for a roommate and why? And it says, no, you can't bang them ever. So, which I think is...
Oh, bullshit. Peanut butter.
There you go. You got your peanut butter guy?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know all the NPCs. Probably one of the barkeeps, right? Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to run around. I mean... Yeah,
come on now. It's not that hard.
I'm trying to think of a name. Is Earth? You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Because like the halfling barkeep in oh crap! What is the old PvP bar that everyone used to hang out at? The roleplay bar.
Oh yeah, that one. The one in the marketplace.
Yeah.
One by the bank.
Right.
Yeah. One next
that's
to the 12.
See, now you realize my problem. So
yeah.
That little barkeep, she's cute. So definitely her. So, but I can't
think
of her name. Yeah.
But you know, you can't bang him.
That's okay.
The banging is off the table. So that's I'm going with a peanut butter guy. If banging was on the table, then I would go with the Sovereign Host guy.
Still eye bang people.
There's a knight guy inside the Sovereign Host that gives the quest for Relic of the Sovereign Past.
Right.
He's kind of dark and broody, like Batman.
Like Batman.
It's hot. Yeah.
All right, excellent. More like Batman. Some more Batflick in our DDO game. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Question two. Which monster would you not want to live with, troglodytes excluded? Owlbear. Boom. No owlbear.
You would not want to live with an owlbear.
No.
It's because of the shedding or the feathers?
It doesn't clean up after itself, right?
Mm-hmm.
It scratches everywhere. And I imagine owlbear dookie is massive.
Oh, yeah. I bet it smells horrible, too.
I have no idea about that. But I imagine it's huge. So, no owlbears. That said, nothing that's a bear at all. So, no, like, dire bears or... Yeah, no giant bear shits on my road.
No bears, period.
Right.
What about druids who can turn into a bear?
Are they sexy elves? That's probably fine.
Sorry, I would say no.
You can shag them, though. He said you couldn't shag the NPCs.
These guys, they're not... They're still cool.
Yeah, you scratch off both of your kinks at the same time. Like.
So my answer is the succubus from the boss from the end of the...
You don't want to live with the succubus.
I don't want to live with her.
Because you're always the ugly one by extension.
Exactly, and she's always bringing over hot dudes and sometimes bitches to, you know, do her thing with. And
right.
I just can't... I can't abide. I can't compete with that.
I changed my answer to... whatever question above to less is succubus. That sounds great. Like, yeah, you can't ever do anything, but then you just get to, like, listen, like, free ear porn. That sounds great. And then you're like, yeah, like, stick a tail in its butt. And then he's like, it's already
like,
in its butt.
Come on, you have to do that.
Right. So, I mean,
that's a given.
Right. So then you get to, like, knock on the door and, like, how much for the five of you? I mean, you could do all sorts of fun stuff with that. So I changed my whatever answer that applies above. I want to live with her instead. That'd be
you
sweet.
Want to live with the succubus. I do not want to live with the succubus for the same reason.
Right. Exactly. That sounds great. That sounds best. All right. So now 2A. Why is this not 4? Why the hell is this not just question 4?
I don't know.
I don't understand. All right. Which DDO? It's because he works for the government. That's why. This is the kind of bullshit government crap. All right, so which DDO NPC would you not want to live with and why? And yes, Samus, it can be because I told you you can't ever bang them. Who would I not want to... Okay, I don't care about the banging. I just... whatever. What's the giant that gives you the crucible? No, not him.
Craig,
not him.
No.
Not him. The one that gives you... The flame giant one that gives you Madstone Crater.
Oh, I can't remember his name. Why would you not want to live with him?
He always yells at you. He never talks. He's a permanent yeller, and that pisses me off.
So he's a loud talker.
No, he's not even a loud talker. Like, there's a loud talker like this all the time.
you don't want to live with a loud talker.
Just yells all the time. Like, hey, dude, I completed your quest. What the hell, Mama? I'm like, no, I don't need that in my life.
Like, maybe he tried to be in one of those metal bands.
Right, exactly.
And he didn't make it.
Right, so now all he does is yell all the time. So I can't do that. I can't handle that. Your turn.
DDO NPC would I not want to live with.
Right.
I'm going to say Mayor Vicky Store, because he's old and set in his ways, and he's probably got some gross habits that I don't like. So, and he doesn't know how to control his children.
Well, he can't. No one can ever control children. All right, so with that, it says, thanks, and I better hear this on the soon and not turbine soon trademark. All right, well, it's here. Sincerely, Steiner. Let's see, email number 2, and I have no idea how you pronounce this name.
Well, I wrote Dick Tana.
Dick Tana. I like it.
But it's spelled Dick Tina.
I'm going to say Dick Tana from now on. All right.
Okay.
So, hey, Lessa. I was wondering, What do you think about the possibility of being able to sell your old airships on the auction house and or on the Shard Exchange? It would allow newer guilds the opportunity to get them cheaper while also giving more money back to the guild selling them. As a side note, do you think you should look into adding more airship cosmetics besides paint? Would it be nice to be able to add piles of gold on the ship, have custom flags, and maybe even kobold pole dancers for entertainment? Hey, they can climb 90-degree walls. They should be awesome at working a pole. Let me know what you think, and keep up the good work. Sincerely, Dick Anna of Sarlona. Well, unfortunately, this wasn't addressed at me at all, so... It's fine.
You're going to help me answer it.
The show's only Cocktail Hour with Lessa and Samus, so... So go ahead.
Okay, wow. What do I think of the possibility of being able to sell your old guild airship on the Shard Exchange? That's a really novel idea. Pretty cool. But then what kind of...
I think the idea is that since now you can... I think they took it away. You don't have to upgrade. You can just go to the ship you want,
mm-hmm.
I believe. That means that you could theoretically undo...
Yeah. Theoretically, you have this other ship.
Right.
That... It's just out there.
Right.
That you're not using anymore. You have a fleet. This is an interesting idea. What do you think?
I've seen people sell guilds that have already acquired a guild ship. You know, guilds that would normally disband. So I've seen that. And that, of course, doesn't go through the auction house or the Shard Exchange. And honestly, I don't think that kind of stuff needs to go through that. I mean...
Yeah.
All that does is you're going to see another outrageous amount of plat item or an outrageous number of shard, you know, item for an airship or whatnot. And then all of a sudden you're like, now it's just another thing that they're trying to, you know, people are just going to be like, well, now Turbine wants us to buy more shards to do this or... Only the people who did some sort of exploit can do this. Or, you know what I mean? It seems like it circumvents in an unhealthy way. I do think it would be nice if there was some way to, like, when you downgrade your ship, you could have some sort, you know, some way to dismantle it to lower the prices or whatever. And that's how it was before, theoretically. You're trading in your existing ship for this bigger ship with some sort of discount. That was kind of the mentality, but you never actually, all you could do is upgrade, so there's no way to, like, go back or do anything else. So, I don't know, there's bits and pieces of it that it just doesn't make sense to do that kind of thing from a logic point of view. Now, if they released, like, 12 different airships, and you could pick whichever one you want, and they did cool things, like they put an actual, like we got the one airship-to-airship quest, right? But now if all of a sudden it would be your airship and it did different things inside that quest or series of quests or something, or like maybe instead of just having more physical room, it actually did something else for you that was useful, I would be on board to be able to switch it around. You know, making the airships more of a focus in the game besides just like, this is what we're going to call our housing. You know, instead actually have it have some sort of impact on the game, it would make more sense to me. But as it doesn't, I'm not worried about it. But to me, they're just, it might as well just say, you know, whatever size condo you want to buy. That being said, I've got the biggest airship, so I don't care. You know what I mean?
You have the Drayden Kraken?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the one I want.
So, now, let's talk about airship cosmetics. This is something that I've talked about for a long time,
uh-huh.
Right? So I love the idea of cosmetics. I love the idea of pets for the airship instead of just the people. I think it'd be nice to have more interactive cosmetics on the ship, or not cosmetics, but buffs on the ship. And they did a good job on a lot of that, even though I think a lot of it's unnecessary the way they have it set up. But I think a lot of it's good. So I'd like to see more of that kind of stuff. And the idea of custom flags is great. We painted our guild ship pink, and some of it is very nasty pink. So it would be nice to be able to you know, flesh some of that. That said, a lot of that's just going to be inconvenient and difficult for them to program. Like, can you imagine the programming to try to put out custom flags? Like, that just seems
like a nightmare.
Yeah, it seems difficult. But, you know, on the flip side, to be able to put piles of gold on the ship, that seems easy enough.
That would be cool.
To be able to, like, have a, you know, essentially cosmetic pets, but only exist on the airship, that seems doable. Just wandering around the ship or whatever seems very plausible. I think the one thing that they could do more than anything else, and I think that they should, it should be a focus, should be a way to, like a trophy case kind of scenario, where you can take different items that you've collected over the years and, like, put them in your ship, and put, like, a little note on them or something, like, like old outdated raid loot that'll never get updated. You know what I mean? Like, this sword that you've had for, you know, this was my very first sword. I've always kept it forever, never, never.
Like, framing your first dollar bill?
Yeah, exactly. I think they should do that. Even if it turns out to be something kind of similar to how the dojo's miscellaneous item thing works. You know, it just all lays on the ground. But have it, you know, not, you know, it drops upon leaving the airship or whatever, so you could, like, pick it up and play with it on the while you're on the airship, and then it just drops. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's something that they should work on if they're going to work on anything else with the airship first. I think that's the most important thing. And then I think you should have, like, mini games inside the ship to do things. Like, one of the ones I've always talked about was, like, what is it called? When you shoot clay pigeons out of the sky. Shot put.
Skeet shooting.
Skeet shooting. Something like that, you know, where you can skeet shoot or shoot balloons out of the sky, or maybe something like that, kind of play with. Maybe have a working ballista and, like, spontaneously, you know, something attacks you or whatever. Just some other things in game to occupy yourself besides just questing, I think would be fun. Like, almost a mini game kind of thing in the airship. I don't know what that is, but something along those lines. Because I don't know about you, but I spend a lot of time just jumping around. You know what I mean? And I do get that from Bonnie a lot. Like, oh, I've just been running around the marketplace for 20 minutes. It's like, well, let's do a quest. So I think they could do more things like that. They just haven't, because they spend more time trying to develop content. Which is good, but at the same time, some of these other things might be cost-effective for them as well. Anyway, what would you think on cosmetics?
Well, I think they've done a lot of stuff already, and I'm very happy about that. I'm very happy that they're letting me spend my money. I think it's going to be a while before they do anything else, but I think that would be really cool. I like the idea of a pile of gold. I don't like the idea of watching kobolds strip and dance on poles.
But, like,
I threw up a little bit.
Extra ballistas, right? Like, putting ballistas on your ship.
Love to be able to practice with a ballista.
You know, like a zombie
and
scrubbing
not be
the
under
deck.
Fire.
Right?
Zombie scrubbing the deck.
That was the example I gave to Glenn a couple of years ago. Like,
poop deck Paolo.
Have like a zombie, like, basically just goes in a circle. He's scrubbing the deck, but he's scrubbing, like, the bits that fall off of him. So he's, like, permanently just going in a circle, cleaning them up after himself. Like, stuff like that is, which is funny, but doesn't take a lot of stuff. Have it toggle on and off. Cosmetic pet for the ship, boom. You know, pet dragon for the ship, boom.
Oh,
you know,
cool.
Just flies around the ship and lands on the bow or whatever and then flies around. You know,
so like that creepy method. From the basement of the Wizard King. He doesn't really do anything. He just talks and flies around.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, you can do all sorts of stuff like that on the ship and get people to spend money. And I think that would be a very worthwhile and cost-effective process. It's a way to just continue to customize that ship for your look and feel.
Yep.
So I think cosmetics for the ship is a huge moneymaker. But I don't have, you know, data in front of me to make it happen, so... with that, thank you for everyone who sent us emails. Do you want to close the show since I opened the show?
Oh, yeah.
A little role reversal for the rest
of
the
little
day.
Yeah, a little bit. So if you want to be a part of the show, you can follow us on Twitter. I'm at Lessa at Twitter.com, and he's at Samus Garobo. That's SamusGurobo at Twitter.com. You can also email us. I actually answer my emails these days. So you can reach me at Lessa at DDOCocktailHour.com or Samus, that's just Samus at DDOCocktailHour.com.
And sometimes I've always answered my emails.
Sometimes he answers his emails as well. On Wednesdays and some other days, whenever I have static groups, I often do a live stream. You can follow me on my Twitch stream, Lessa101, or you can follow Samus, Samus Garobo. It's twitch.com/whatever
right.
name. It's our really names. Easy to find, or you can just do a search. Also very easy to find. With
the
that,
website,
I think,
the website.
Oh, right. The website, which I broke.
It's better-ish.
It's better-ish. It's back. Samus Garobo is a WordPress master, and he's going to help me.
Like,
he's going to help me get
I
the
have,
website
like, almost
back
no
where it
WordPress
needs to be.
Experience. Now it's like, he's a master.
He's a master at WordPress, and he's going to help me get the website back to looking the way it needs to look, because I have been watching WordPress tutorials, and it's making my eyes bleed. So I am trying.
Lessa sent me her username and password, and it's the best password.
Shut up! Okay, that's the show. With that, thank you for joining us, and cheers.
What would I do without your sweet pills? Keeping me alive while ignoring the fears. Got my hit points brimming, no kidding. I can't stop you now. What's going on with the rest of the guys? They're on the downward hit point slide. And they're all dying. I know what hit them, but I'll be all. And all the peoples, screw the rest of all the people. Give your heels to me, I'll stay on.